Chapter 35. Duval rolled a cigarette between his slender fingers. Will Fox meet his schedule, do you think? One of my operatives reports that he is driving the shipyard workers like a sadist, replied Zeigler. I cannot help but think the good captain will launch Wild Rose at the required time. What of his black crew? They are under tight security on a cargo freighter moored off a remote island in the Azores. Zeigler sat down across from Duval before continuing. When all is in readiness, the crew will be smuggled on board Fox's ship. Will they be familiar with the operation of the vessel? Training is being conducted with mock-ups on the freighter. Each man will know his job when Fox casts off the mooring lines. What have the men been told? They think they have been recruited to pick up the ship for sea trials and gunnery practice before sailing it on to Cape Town. Duval sat in concentration for a moment. A pity we can't have Lusana as a passenger. The possibility exists, said Zeigler. Duval looked up. Are you serious? My sources say he has left for the United States, Zeigler replied. Trailing him through Africa and knowing his exact traveling schedule in advance is next to impossible. He can slip out of the continent virtually undetected at will. But he cannot slip in without showing himself. When he leaves the States, I will be waiting. Abduction. Duval said the word slowly, savoring each syllable. The very bonus that would make Operation Wild Rose virtually foolproof.